Hello, Studio 360 listeners. It's Kurt. And if you haven't had a chance yet, check out this little bonus in your podcast feed. Our new podcast called Sideshow. It's all about arts and culture and entertainment and the best memes on the internet. We've been calling it Studio 360's Weird Kid Brother. And we mean weird in the good sense, the kind of kid brother who's precocious and funny and knows a lot of cool things. Is that patronizing? You can find out more at pri.org/sideshow. And if you like what you hear, I hope you'll subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever. See you this weekend.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
This is Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360. I'm Sean Ramisferum.
Oh my God, are you choking?
Yes. Help.
If you're choking on a piece of food at a restaurant in this country, there's a pretty good chance a poster is hanging on a nearby wall somewhere with instructions on how to save your life. Choking victim posters are required by law for restaurants in New York, California, Illinois, and about a dozen other states. You get one from the health department along with your restaurant license. But if you've never really noticed them, you're not alone. They mostly feature expressionless people squeezing each other in grayscale. They kind of end up just blending into the wallpaper. New York City's current choking victim poster perfectly fits that bill. It reads vertically with gray images on the left and clear instructions on the right. A couple goes through the motions of the Heimlich maneuver step by step, laying down and standing upright. It's totally functional, but it looks so much like every safety pamphlet you've ever seen that your eyes practically refuse to notice it. But I recently noticed a choking victim poster, and I noticed it because it looked nothing like a choking victim poster. It was this scene straight out of Havana in the 1950s, a Cuban cocktail lounge-themed comic. There's a big image on one side with a bunch of people enjoying an evening at their favorite beach bar, but in the background, this guy's eyes are bulging out of his face. And then on the right side and on the bottom of the poster are these comic strips with the standard language on how to perform the Heimlich, either sitting down or standing up. The poster was designed in 2009 by an artist and bartender in New York named Alex Holden, and he sort of started a trend. In the past few years, really artistic and funny interpretations of choking victim posters have been popping up all over the city.
Now, so many restaurants are so aesthetically focused. And when you have something like those posters from the Department of Health, it really sticks out.
This is Sonia Sharp. She's a reporter in New York City who recently made her appreciation of these new choking victim posters known in an article in the Wall Street Journal. Like me, she noticed Alex's Cuban-themed poster first.
And I looked at it and I said, that's different. I wonder if there are other of those out there. And literally it became something that just obsessed my eye wherever I went, I would see it.
Which is to say, there are others. There are lots of them. There's a nautical version, there's one with sumo wrestlers, one of them features a couple dancing the tango, and there's an Escape from New York-themed version aptly named Escape from Choking in New York.
John Carpenter's Escape from New York. The greatest escape of them all is about to blow the future apart.
People are more likely to look at it. They're more likely to see it. It's more likely to stick with them. And it's really exciting to see people kind of take on the civic landscape and see what can we do better? What can we do different?
What makes this even more exciting is what all these posters have in common. They are totally illegal. The New York City Administrative Code says you have to hang the Department of Health's choking victim posters. Hanging these lovingly crafted ones is a very creative way to break the law. But it's fine because New York City doesn't really seem to care. All of these posters exist in this gray area of the health code that no one seems to have the time to enforce.
Okay. My name is Lara Antal, and I am a cartoonist and comics publisher.
Lara also helps people break the law in that she designed a choking victim poster that's being used at a few spots in Brooklyn. Some restaurant owners she knew weren't happy with their government-issued ones, so they asked her to make an original.
So my choking poster involves two people on a date. A young red-haired girl is choking in the first panel, and he asks, "Are you choking?" And she gives a face of both I am choking, and sort of, I can't believe you don't realize I'm choking. Then it goes through the Heimlich if a person is standing. And then the second part is if a person has collapsed, and it goes on how to do this Heimlich if they're laying on the ground. In my story, in the first panel, you see her with a martini and she's choking. And by the last panel, you realize that she has been choking on the martini olive. And so she spits out the martini olive. And in the last panel, they end up cheersing to a much safer beverage, a beer.
Lara wasn't trying to replace New York's official poster with her version. She was trying to make something pleasing to the eye that you might actually read in advance of your date experiencing difficulty digesting an olive.
Essentially, yeah, just something funny that you would pay attention to instead of ignoring it. And, you know, the ideal choking poster, you want it to be legible. You want to be able to read it should an emergency occur. But ideally, you want to read it beforehand so that you're not, you know how to do the Heimlich.
Right. The question is, can humor go too far when explaining something serious, like how to save someone from choking to death? There's a spot called Big Gay Ice Cream Shop in Manhattan, and the choking victim poster there features Bea Arthur performing the Heimlich on a unicorn.
That one fills my heart with joy because, I mean, immediately you just say that and you're like, oh my God. But I will say Bea Arthur looks great. Unicorn looks a little whack.
It's a really funny concept that pops with these pinks and baby blues, but it might not be the most functional instruction in case of an actual emergency.
Having worked in a restaurant, how often that happens, I can't really say, but it's important to have in case it does because,
sure,
you know, you panic. And so it would be nice if you look at something and it doesn't induce more panic. You're like, Bea Arthur and a unicorn. This is not helpful.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah, totally.
So
this one's just a joke. Where's the real one?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't really expect New York City to go around determining which posters are too funny and which are just funny enough. What you can expect is that they say, hey, everyone, stick with our poster.
You know, because I feel the poster that they have now, it works for everybody, which is why it's a little boring. It doesn't have a perspective or a personality, and that's sort of its job, I guess.
The artist behind that humorless poster without the personality, the official one that can still be found in most restaurants in the city, his name is Steve Duenas, and he's actually the graphics director of the New York Times. He thought the city's old poster missed the mark, so in 2010, he called up the health department and volunteered to make a new one. He doesn't think the gray people in his version are boring, and he's not so sure comedy is the best way to prevent choking. I spoke to Steve in his office at the Times.
I haven't conducted any research, you know, to, like, find out which method is the best way to, like, educate people. But it seems unlikely that people will be so engaged by a kind of comic-style choking poster that they will make their way through the whole thing and then know what to do if there's an emergency, like, It seems like it would be better to have something that is very simple that can be referred to in case there is an emergency.
But the funny thing is, the poster Steve designed for the city of New York has a big joke in it. It's just one that only Steve and his friends get.
I know the person who is being saved in this poster since I drew him.
And who is he?
He's a colleague of mine here at the Times.
How did he feel about being included in your poster?
Well, I asked him to do it, and he posed, essentially, for the illustrations.
Huh. Oh, what's his name, sorry?
I'm not sure I'm ready to divulge what his name is.
I think I know.
I'd like for him to become sort of like a cult figure, maybe, across New York. He's well-known in the building here, certainly. He's a very accomplished journalist. But I think he and I both saw the serious side of this, that maybe, you know, like, these posters actually have some potential to, like, be helpful in some way. But also, there is a little potential here for a pretty great inside kind of
choke. Thanks for listening to Sideshow. I absolutely insist you go to PRI.org/soundworks to check out all the amazing choking victim posters artists in New York have been making. Thanks to Jenny Lawton, Hannah Longi, and David Krasnow, and to Tessa Stewart, who's been telling me to make a podcast about choking victim posters forever.
Sideshow is supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation. Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
Oh my God, are you choking?